It's another hike that's just been lumped on top of the hospitality industry. It's a 10% increase. We asked the government to SME test this because small business enterprises are struggling at the moment. The CSO figures have stated that tourism is already down, and it's just another blow to a sector that is struggling with ever-increasing costs. You see it yourself when you're going out to the supermarket to buy stuff. It's got very, very, very expensive. And thus, you know, it's a snowball effect within our industry as well. The prices have soared through the roof. And now is not the correct time to be coming out, lumping increases onto businesses that are already struggling to stay open and stay survive.
For normal households, that unless there's a major water leakage somewhere and water is being wasted, there seems to be a general consensus that perhaps people should not pay for it privately. Should a similar approach maybe come in here for businesses? Maybe these charges should be waived?
Absolutely. Look, everyone knows with the amount of closures that you have within the hospitality industry, it's been documented that there's been a lot of bars closed and public houses. So, like, it's just another blow to an industry that is on its knees. So, like, we don't need another increase lumped on top of us. And as I said, it needs to be looked at. We've asked it to be SME tested, and it's been ignored. Do I think they should be wavered 100%? If the business is wasting water, well, then hold them to account. But at the moment, I definitely think that it's not the right time to lump an increase on any hospitality business, whether it be a hairdresser, whether it be a publican, whether it be a hotelier, or whether it be a restaurateur. We are struggling out there. They haven't given us the VAT until January, and we welcome that. It's in the programme for government, and we welcome the fact that they will reduce the VAT rate. But now is not the time to fire another increase on us.